What separates the exceptional from the merely talented? After years working alongside future NBA legends like Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, one truth emerges with startling clarity. Greatness isn't built on spectacular moments, but on the relentless perfection of ordinary tasks. When John Wooden, the legendary UCLA coach, spent practice time teaching players how to properly put on their socks, he wasn't being eccentric. He was preventing blisters that could derail performance. This obsession with fundamentals reveals something profound about excellence. It's boring, repetitive, and absolutely essential. Discipline is where dreams meet reality. There's no such thing as luck, only the collision between preparation and opportunity. When opportunity knocks, you're either ready or you're not. In our distraction-saturated world, those who can perform deep work, focusing intensely without interruption, gain enormous competitive advantage. LeBron James demonstrates this mental discipline through his remarkable ability to recall entire game sequences from memory with perfect clarity. Steph Curry, as a college sophomore, refused to leave practice until swishing 5 consecutive free throws. Kobe Bryant's legendary 4 a.m. workouts focused entirely on mastering basic skills. When asked why he practiced such simple drills, Kobe replied, "Why do you think I'm the best player in the game? Because I never get bored with the basics." While everyone chases shortcuts and secret formulas, champions are in the gym at dawn, practicing the basics until they become instinctive. The real competitive advantage isn't found in revolutionary techniques, but in doing common things uncommonly well, day after day when nobody's watching. Self-awareness is the foundation of success. The most dangerous person in any organization isn't the one who lacks skill. It's the one who doesn't know what they don't know. These blind spots create cascading failures that undermine entire teams. True self-awareness means brutally honest assessment of your capabilities and recognizing what you can control, your effort, and your attitude. Kyle Korver and JJ Redick built long NBA careers around exceptional shooting rather than becoming well-rounded players. Howard Schultz demonstrated similar clarity by closing 7,000 Starbucks stores for Barista Bee training after noticing declining espresso quality, a $23 million decision that refocused on the company's core strength. The path to self-awareness often runs through failure. Markel Fultz showed remarkable humility by starting on his high school's freshman team, systematically improving to become the number one NBA draft pick. Real self-awareness means confronting uncomfortable truths and actively seeking feedback from people who will tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Passion transforms obligation into privilege. The difference between dragging through tasks and being pulled forward by enthusiasm. You don't need to love every moment. You need to crave the results so intensely that difficulty becomes irrelevant. Shift from "I have to do this" to "I get to do this." Jesse Itzler built multiple businesses by following genuine interests, from midnight rap sessions to creating the Knicks theme song. Charles Barkley, wearing a medical boot, dunked 10 times on one foot during practice, what the Greeks called meraki, giving your whole self to your endeavors. Success requires embracing unglamorous work enthusiastically. Bill Belichick started analyzing film for free. Eric Spoelstra spent countless hours breaking down film before coaching LeBron to championships. Tom Brady went from sixth-round pick to legend by being prepared when opportunity arrived. The most successful people actively seek discomfort, knowing temporary pain leads to permanent improvement. Good habits are difficult to form, but easy to live with. Bad habits are easy to form, but difficult to live with. Coachability means actively pursuing feedback, not just accepting it. Feedback is the world responding to us, neutral until we attach emotions. Those closed to coaching are closed to success. Progress demands pushing beyond comfort zones. Just as muscles grow only when reaching failure, basketball players who never lose the ball during drills aren't improving. They're replicating what they already know. Coachability has three components: trust, confidence between coach and player, openness, humility, welcoming instruction, and execution, ability to perform. Kevin Durant exemplified this as a skinny high school junior. After a brutal workout, he admitted he didn't enjoy it, but recognized its necessity for his NBA dreams. Even as MVP, Durant works as if he's still trying to get to the NBA. John Wooden taught players not to fear making a mistake if it was the right kind of mistake, noting, "The team that makes the most mistakes usually wins." Sarah Blakely celebrates oops moments, crediting her father who asked what she'd failed at each week. True success comes from mastering fundamentals and putting in the unseen hours others avoid. Culture, the collective values, beliefs, and behaviors, determines how things actually get done. A positive culture develops when everyone feels inspired, safe, and appreciated. Boston Celtics coach Brad Stevens exemplifies this. Taking over at 36, he focused on changing the culture. Despite constant roster turnover and devastating injuries, his Celtics remained contenders, testament to the environment he created. Culture truly manifests when the boss isn't around. Steve Kerr's Warriors winning the championship while he was sidelined demonstrates this perfectly. At Duke, Coach Mike Krzyzewski establishes culture from day one. Remember that whatever happens to you, happens to all of us. Google encourages experimentation and values failure as learning. Their X division rewards teams for ending unsuccessful projects. Zappos combines profits, passion, and purpose, cutting ties with overdressed interviewees to signal their casual approach. Most remarkably, they offer new hires $4,000 to quit after 3 weeks, testing if they value the company over quick money. This yields an astonishingly low 2% attrition rate. Culture remains fragile while being established, vulnerable to disruption from negative personalities. Effective leadership is counterintuitive. You work for your people, not the other way around. People aren't loyal to jobs, they're loyal to other people. When Spurs forward LaMarcus Aldridge requested a trade, coach Greg Popovich took public blame, admitting to total overcoaching. This humility exemplifies servant leadership. Character, who you are, not just what you do, is the raw material for leadership. When Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski recruited a player, he demonstrated this by being fully present, asking about character and work ethic rather than athletic ability, then responding to a thank you note with his own handwritten letter. True leaders do grunt work themselves. Tim Duncan always took the early practice bus meant for rookies, eventually influencing the entire team to arrive early. UNC coach Dean Smith encouraged top players to leave early for the NBA draft when financially beneficial, which attracted better recruits. After his death, Smith arranged for every player who had lettered to receive a $200 check for a meal on coach. Any gap between what you say and what you do undermines your ability to lead. Excellence is a daily commitment, not a destination. When overwhelmed, focus on the next step rather than the entire mountain. Volleyball champion Karch Karali's approach of preparing to win the next play makes the impossible manageable. Research shows people who say, "I don't," instead of "I can't," succeed more at changing habits because it emphasizes personal choice over victimhood. You're an architect of your experience. Not every element is changeable, but your response always is. Championship principles transform businesses, relationships, and lives. Master fundamentals. Develop self-awareness to leverage strengths and address weaknesses. Let passion fuel persistence. Build discipline that outlasts motivation. Stay coachable through feedback and failure. Create culture that elevates everyone. The path to excellence isn't complicated, it's difficult. It requires showing up when unmotivated, practicing basics when they're dull, and staying humble when successful. The question isn't whether you have what it takes, but whether you'll do what it takes daily when nobody's watching. Your next opportunity is now. What's your next play?